Ave Maria, of course, that's a beautiful voice of soprano Adrienne Price, and her CD is Sacred Classics. She's been on the show with me twice before. Make a great Christmas gift, and maybe you can get it in time for Christmas. If not, order it and then give it to someone next year for Christmas, or just do it for yourself as a Christmas gift. Her voice is, as you can tell, that of an angel. Speaking of angels, we're checking in with Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle, also known as Ethel, to see if she made snow angels yesterday, because that's what I told her to do. So, how many snow angels did you make?
Well, Lucy, I was too cold to make those snow angels, but I thought about that. It was a nice thought.
But I guess you guys didn't get as much as the rest of the East Coast, huh?
Well, we were very lucky. I was praying about, you know, my book signing at Borders and at our parish and wondering what was going to happen. And the Borders people thought I should postpone. And I said, well, why don't I just come in a little earlier and we'll see what happens. And God held the snow off. And it didn't start snowing till much, much later, and everything worked out fine. We just had to stay off the roads in the morning, very early morning, and we only got about 5 or 6 inches of snow,
okay.
and they were saying a foot or more all over Connecticut. So, but we will have a white Christmas, and, you know, it's safe. Everybody was fine, so it worked out really well.
Good. Well, now, was the book signing for the new book?
Yes, for Mother Teresa and me, but when I do a book signing, they always bring out all my other books as well. And
so they back the van up and they bring out like the 95 books.
Yeah.
Like one
no, I just mean the tables filled with all the titles. So
you know, I always tease you about that.
I know you do, but it went really well at Borders and then at my parish later on and then the following day on Sunday too. So it's great meeting all those people out, you know, out in the secular world. So it's really a great way to evangelize, real, you know. Love, you know, quietly and not pushing my faith on anyone, but being there to offer it if anybody wants to talk about it. And so it was great.
But it must be a good, I mean, in terms of someone who could really cross over on different, you know, denominational lines and into the secular would be Mother Teresa because she's
absolutely
so recognized. So this book must be a great tool for that.
Yeah, I think it will be. And I was talking with the people about that at Borders, actually. I said she transcended any barrier of race, religion, any, you know, and here's a woman who loved everyone, and we got to talking, you know, with all the people who came by, and they put my table right near the big long line that waiting for the cash, you know, to cash out, and so there were tons of people there, so it was a great experience to talk.
So tell us about the book.
Okay, well, it's called Mother Teresa and Me: 10 Years of Friendship. I didn't choose the title. I thought this book was just going to be about Mother Teresa, and I was going to tell a little bit about, you know, one chapter maybe about how I met her, but the rest would just be about her to try to you know, bring her spirituality to others, to help others to be able to follow in her footsteps and to help others know that, you know, the poor might not be someone starving for a piece of bread, but starving for love. And as I wrote it, more unfolded and, you know, more of myself started coming into the book. I was hesitant to do that, but the publisher said, you know, Donna, you have to tell the whole story. The world needs it. So with that encouragement and through prayer and as I wrote and it unfolded, you know, I felt better about it's hard to share, you know, your personal life, you know, and put it in, as you know, you did with Newsflash, right? And
absolutely,
so
yeah.
It's a little bit difficult to, you know, put that on paper and it's out there for the world because you don't want to come across as someone who's boasting that she knew Mother Teresa or, you know, Father Hardin was her director. But it's my way of passing on those blessings to others, and people are relating to it. And, you know, if I'm sure you've seen some of the endorsements at the beginning. People are saying that it brings her to it helps bring Mother Teresa closer to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
They can see that this was someone very approachable, someone who they can, you know, I was able to speak with, and they can kind of live it through me in a way.
Now, what have you done with all the correspondence of letters? I mean, they must be very special to you, obviously, right? I mean,
well,
I know that they're in the book, but in terms of,
yeah.
Technically, if she becomes a saint, these will be mm-hmm. relics, correct?
Well, they have my copies of my letters. First of all of my letters are not in the book,
okay.
To make that clear. I put some excerpts and some letters are in the book in their entirety, but, you know, I'm not going to put all, you know, of the letters. There were 22, and they're very, very personal, but I did want to share a lot of it with everyone, so some of those are in there. The cause for her canonization, you know, they wanted all of the letters because, as you know, when someone is being scrutinized and investigated for sainthood. They look at every single word they've ever written, and that even includes letters. So they ask me for copies of them, so they even have my letters to look through. But they're, I keep them preserved in a notebook kind of thing where, you know, I have the envelope and the letter, and I should really have acid-free paper and everything. One day I'll get around to... I have them pretty well preserved, and I take them out and look at them every so often, or if I have to check on a date for something.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, I can only imagine, because I know that Bob Rowe, and you probably heard him before in the program, he's a Catholic singer and songwriter, and he too had some letters, and he wrote to her about his ministry to the elderly and his music.
Oh.
And she wrote him back, and he actually showed one of the letters to me that he had, and so some of them are kept in, you know, I think he donated one to the Diocese of Kalamazoo where he's from, but he said it's so incredible to have that.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is an inspiration, I think, for you, probably just on a regular basis, isn't it, to know that you had that communication with her?
It is, yes, it is. It's amazing. I don't know, I don't want to sound like I don't appreciate it. Of course, I appreciate it with all my heart, but I took it all in stride, and I have such a busy life, so it was like a big... beautiful, blessed part of my life, and then, you know, I put each letter came in, and I read them again, and put them aside, and then, you know, keep going with life. I had a bunch of kids, and lots going on in my household, and precarious pregnancies, and so she was such a part of my life, but yet it was just so natural to have her there. It's hard to explain. I try to explain it in my book, but I also weave in a lot of other saintly people I've met along the way, and to, you know, try to illustrate that, you know, we're rubbing elbows with holiness, you know, in our workplace or in the community or in our families even, and or we're all works in progress too, and how we're called to sanctity, and, you know, how sanctity can happen in even in the domestic church, right,
mm-hmm.
in your own home, you know, how you help to sanctify your husband, Teresa, and how he helps to sanctify you. And so I try to, you know, weave all that in there and with all her messages and try to make it so it's an interesting read and also show how these people that we meet, you know, how our response and love to them is, it can make the difference of a great difference in their life. So I put examples of that.
Mm-hmm. So is this book, in terms of the audience, because I know you do a lot of work with moms, which I think mm-hmm. is wonderful. I think that's what you're best known for. But mm-hmm. I would think that this, as I mentioned earlier, has a much broader appeal. And that maybe
yes.
you're hoping to reach out to a bigger or a different audience with this book?
Well, the nice thing, yeah, the nice thing about this book is that it's not just for women now. I love, you know, speaking to women, but this is for men as well. You should have seen all the men buying the book. I was very touched by that, you know, speaking to the men at Borders, and they weren't just buying it for themselves. I mean, for their wives, they were buying it for themselves. When I asked who I should inscribe it to, they would tell me their name, and so... you know, they're very interested, and so I am happy that there is a book here that will speak to men as well, and, you know, to speak to everyone. Some parents were getting them for their younger children or their teenage children, so that was really nice. And the real young ones, I said, you can read it to them, and so it's really nice. They were making it a family thing to have this book.
Mm. Well, God bless you, and thank you for the honor of having me write the foreword. It was
funny
because when I called you when I got the book last week, I was so excited because, you know, you and I do so much writing, and I had forgotten what I had written for you when I went through, and I went, hey, this isn't bad.
I know, it's a beautiful foreword. That's so funny. It's a beautiful foreword. I'm so honored to have it, and it's just so neat that, you know, you could write the foreword to this book.
Although I had to call you Donna Marie, I couldn't call you Ethel.
Oh, I know. Oh, I know, I know. Well, in the acknowledgments, I have you as Lucy. So
I know, but I did that in the acknowledgments, too, in Newsflash. But I want to tell people where that came from, if you're new listeners. Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle and I were blessed to be at the Vatican Congress for Women last year, and we met up at the airport, and it was like one little mini catastrophe after another. Here we are, two very well-traveled women. It's not like we're new at this thing, but I don't know. For some reason, I think it was just the...
just us getting together.
Together, and just the awe-inspiring moment of being at this Congress, that funny things happen. So I said, we are just like Lucy and Ethel, so that became our little nicknames.
We can't get away from it now. Or Lucy and Ethel.
Seems to happen all the time whenever we go back to Europe. All right, well, listen, we're going to let you go, and you have a safe and a beautiful Christmas, but tell us how we can get
too.
The book.
Okay. Oh, yes, and I did want to mention that today really actually is the last day. I mean, you could order it anytime you want, and I can still rush it out to you tomorrow.
Oh, good. Okay.
If anyone wanted to order today, I would with the regular postage that's on the PayPal, I'll just up it to priority mail myself today. Any orders that come in, I'll send them out to you priority to try to get them to you for Christmas and, you know, tomorrow too and anytime. And my website is www.donnacooperoboyle.com. So it's DonnaCooperoboyle.com. So that's where you can, right on the front page, just scroll down. It's right on the bottom of the front page.
Thank well, Merry, so Merry much. Christmas, my dear.
Oh, and you too.
Have a great holiday, and we will talk soon, I'm sure. And looking forward to talking about the things that we're going to be doing with EWT on television. You and I have to come back on and mention your Moments for Moms, and I have mass media segments that will be airing in January. And then, of course, our All Things Girl series.
So exciting.
Air in March, so all it's, kinds it's of good stuff.
So exciting working for the Lord, isn't it?
It is. It's never a dull moment, that's
never,
for sure.
Never a dull moment. We're always surrounded with wonderful, amazing people. And I thank you very, very much for the honor of being on, you know, at the end of this year. Just want to thank you so much for your support and this camaraderie we have and the beautiful sharing we do on your show. And Andrew, your producer, and thank you so much, you guys, and Merry, Merry Christmas to
Merry
you
Christmas
all.
To you, sweetie, and it is. You know, we're all in this, you know, together and helping each other out. There's so much work that needs to be done in the kingdom, so thanks.
I know, and don't forget to be looking for Jesus at the post office.
That's right.
If you guys don't know what that's about, you can go on my blog and look for a previous
that's a great story.
Radio segment.
Yeah.
Just look for Jesus in everyone you meet, especially this everybody's running around right now. Just
that's what Mother Teresa said, to look for Jesus in every face.
That's right.
God bless. Merry Christmas, Ethel.
I love you, Lucy.
Love you, too.
God bless you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Donna Marie Cooper O'Boyle and her new book, Mother Teresa and Me, 10 Years of Friendship. A beautiful book. And I'm thinking this is really going to be a crossover type thing where a lot of people are going to be exposed to not only Mother Teresa, but Donna's work and also, of course, Jesus, God willing. Up next, a wonderful sister in the Lord, another one of my favorite ladies, Meg Meeker, will be joining us, 877-573-7825. And her website is megmeekermd.com. She's an author, she's a pediatrician, she's a cultural expert, and she joins us on Monday mornings. Wouldn't be a Monday if we didn't have Meg on. She'll be right back. Stay tuned.